It doesn't mean that all the problems are resolved. In fact, there continue to be significant differences between the two countries. It was good that the two leaders met for the summit recently, and from all accounts, the meeting went well. It's important that there continue to be open lines of communication to reduce the risk of misunderstanding and miscalculation. It doesn't mean that all the problems are resolved. In fact, there continue to be significant differences between the two countries. But increasingly, both sides, I feel, will have to recognize that they have to coexist with one another. The two economies are just too deeply intertwined. It's not possible for either side to dominate or exclude the other. It reminds me of what happened during the Cold War, where people talk about MAD, mutually assured destruction. And perhaps now there is a similar dynamic happening, a different type of MAD, mutually assured disruption. Because any attempt by one side to impose restrictions on another will trigger a response from the other side, and in the end, both parties will be worse off. It is in the interest of both America and China to maintain this strategic framework and to have that stability in their relationship. It's also in the interest of countries everywhere in the world. From Asia's point of view, we also don't want to see a world that's divided into competing spheres of influence, where there's one sphere dominated by a single power here in Asia, another sphere in the Western Hemisphere, and then another sphere in Europe, and so on. People have been predicting the decline of America for a long, long time. I was a student in America when all they said was Japan is going to take over the world. It has not happened. And time and again, America has defied the odds, and it continues to be a dynamic and very innovative economy. So from our point of view, if there is America, there is China, which is also a very important player and very key partner to all countries in Southeast Asia, with very significant and extensive trade and investment links with all the Southeast Asian countries. There are partners further afield like Europe, there's India, there's GCC. We want to have links with all of these players. We want to have an active multi-engagement approach towards bringing in all the key parties and having all of them have stakes in Southeast Asia. That's our approach.